SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Jamaica is bracing for an unwanted visitor, perhaps the most powerful hurricane the island has ever seen.
In the hours before Hurricane Melissa makes landfall in Jamaica, the authorities have issued evacuation orders for several areas, including the coastal town of Port Royal, and warned people to seek immediate shelter. The storm is expected to be one of the strongest to hit the island on record, with meteorologists warning of 225-kilometer-an-hour winds and up to a meter of rain being dumped on Jamaica in the coming days. The U.S. National Hurricane Center has said the storm could bring catastrophic flooding to some parts of the island.
The BBC's Will Grant says Melissa is a powerful Category 5 hurricane. Landfall expected tomorrow on Jamaica. No reports of injuries, but there is damage to homes and businesses in the wake of tornadoes that raked parts of southern Mississippi over the weekend. Now in Japan, President Trump says he is looking forward to meeting with the country's new prime minister.
I hear phenomenal things. She was a great ally and friend of Shinzo Abe, who was my friend, former prime minister. And he was great. He was one of my best. He was one of the best. And the group, he was one of the best, really best. And I know they were very close.
After Japan, it's on to South Korea and an expected meeting with Chinese President Xi. There are reports of progress on a U.S.-China trade deal. The Russian saber rattling is growing louder. The Kremlin reports testing a new nuclear-capable cruise missile that it claims flew over 8,500 miles. President Trump reminds the Russians that, quote, "We have a nuclear submarine, the greatest in the world, right off their shores." On Wall Street, the Dow is up 232 points. This is SRN News. New Jersey is getting a late-term abortion clinic.
The plan is for the facility to open in the summer of next year, taking advantage of the state's extremely liberal abortion laws. In fact, New Jersey is one of only nine states that place no gestational limitations on the procedure, meaning that a woman can choose to terminate her pregnancy right up to the moment of birth. Organizers say the new abortion clinic will also offer so-called, quote, gender-affirming care for people who want to live as the opposite sex. Michael Harrington reporting.
Massachusetts Democratic Congressman Seth Moulton says he'll challenge longtime Democratic Senator Edward Markey in 2026, arguing that it's time for the party to embrace a new generation of leadership. Moulton caught flack from some members of his party last year for rejecting transgenderism, saying he does not want his daughters playing sports against boys. His challenge to Markey illustrates a growing split within the party. This is SRN News. The Department of Justice announced it will monitor polling in six jurisdictions ahead of the upcoming November 4th, 2025 general election to ensure transparency, ballot security, and compliance with federal law.
Through the Civil Rights Division, the Justice Department enforces federal voting rights laws that protect the rights of all eligible citizens to access the ballot. The department regularly deploys its staff to monitor for compliance with federal civil rights laws in elections in communities across the country. Attorney General Pam Bondi says, quote, "We will commit the resources necessary to ensure the American people get fair, free, and transparent elections they deserve." The division will deploy civil rights personnel who will coordinate with U.S. attorneys' offices. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
24-year-old Honduran man has been struck and killed by a vehicle on a Virginia highway while fleeing federal immigration agents. Happened along I-264 in Norfolk. More details, SRNNews.com.